Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. The one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. John Swanziger is our guest, our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member, CEO of Manta, Manta.com, right, John?
Manta.com, that's right.
Tell us about it.
So Manta is a small business community. We offer products and services for small businesses, whether you need to know, you want to know about marketing, they want to know about mobile technology, sort of anything there, you can go and research it on Manta.com. And if you want to sign up for a product to help you get found online, you can do that as well.
Yeah, be sure, folks, to register with Manta because, that's another place for people to find you when they might not find you anywhere else. So I encourage you to. I've been tracking the Manta folks and keeping up with the good work they do for a long time. John, thanks again for being here. Next topic is credit. And one of the things that small business owners learn real quick is that their business credit is their personal credit, especially in the early days, right?
Yeah, that's true. And I think, you know, more and more the separation as well of business and personal credit is a little bit confusing to small business owners because, most of the time when you're starting a small business, it's all on your own credit. You're using your FICO score. We all know, how those work. But recently, especially with the rise of, what they call alternative lenders or, non-traditional banks, there are a couple business scores which are actually real, really important. And the majority of small business owners aren't really aware of them or even keeping track of that part of their credit.
Explain those.
Can hurt them. So, one of the biggest ones, there's really three different small business credit scoring models. One is the DME model, which is called Paydex. One is Experian, which is called IntelliScore. And those are both 1 to 100 score. But the largest one right now is FICO, SBSS, so small business scoring. And that works a little bit differently in that it's 0 to 300, and anyone can pull it. So the big difference for this versus your personal score is, you only can get your personal score, credit score, pulled by someone if you're going for a loan or
right,
a mortgage or car or whatever. But for a small business score, anyone can pull it. And that is especially important if you're looking at things like vendors or even people that want to do business with you. They can look at this score, and there's a scale from 0 to 300 where, kind of 140 is the minimum needed to bypass a small business pre-screen,
mm-hmm,
and 160 is the minimum for most lenders. So there are these new rules that are being put in place by vendors, as an example.
That most small business owners don't even know about.
They don't. I think it's about 72% of them, from our study, I think that's right, aren't aware of it, haven't checked it, don't really have a lot of information on them. And so that's a little bit, it can be scary because.
And so is that FICO thing you were talking about, the FICO SBSS? What constitutes that? What are the components of that? Your personal, your business, rolled up to one, and aggregated into one. What is it?
Yep, they look at your business score and your personal credit score. So your personal credit score, as you said in the beginning, is still important and critical for all this. But it's kind of how we describe it as a global view of all your financials, personal and business,
mm-hmm,
rolled together. And the fact that anyone can pull this is different, right?
This is a lot different from a D&B, then, isn't it? Even because
it is,
because it,
yep,
includes your personal in there.
That's right, and it includes the age of your business, the amount of time you have business credit, so how long your file's been alive. Those also go into the scoring. Historically, it was something that many traditional lenders didn't look at. But now for SBA small business loans, they look at this, and lots of alternative lenders, they use this as one of their prominent methods. Because like you said, go ahead. No, it's a situation where you could have poor personal credit but great business credit, or vice versa. You may never pay your bills on time, but you have great business credit, from your business standpoint. So this combines both of them and says, okay, does Jim have good personal credit, but also does he pay his vendors on time?
See, where this gets around, when there was a time when, before this, small businesses kind of fell below the radar on Dun & Bradstreet. And so you would basically just ask for references, and you'd always get the good references, right? But this is, so my question is, how are they coming up with the business scores? Are they asking businesses to report to them like D&B asks businesses to report, or how are they coming up with that business score?
They are asking them to report, and they want to make sure that, if you're taking a loan, as an example, a business loan, that you do report that information. It's linked to your business profile, not just your personal profile. What you're starting to see is vendors are giving more favorable terms the higher your business score is, because it allows anyone, any vendor, to kind of look into everybody benefits. Mm-hmm. How are you doing as a business credit and not just your personal credit?
I'll tell you what, folks, and I know you know this, but when you can get yourself to a point where you got solid credit, the truth is, by the time you get there, you don't need the credit. But it's such an important thing in a business. And this is new, folks. FICO's SBSS. Check that out. Do some research on that and see where you stand. And it's a goal to work toward. John Swanziger and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.